Imagine that you were a mighty hunter, a mighty warrior. You were able to do magic. You were able to defeat monsters and armies in battle. You were always able to find food for your people. And then you can start to imagine that you are that mighty, mighty warrior Glooskap. Glooskap, who was powerful and magical, and he had just come back one day and he had defeated some monsters, and he felt, wow, I have all of the power I need. Everyone will have to do what I say. No one could defeat me. And his grandmother, who was waiting for him, looked at him and said, oh, you are a foolish man. Come to me tomorrow and I will show you somebody who will not do what you say, somebody you cannot defeat. And Glooskap was, whatever. He didn't believe her. He went out and he had a big dinner and a nice sleep. And in the morning he thought, I'm going to go teach that grandmother a lesson. I'll be nice because she's an old lady and I need to respect her, but I'm going to show her. Well, he went and there was a big teepee, and in the middle of the teepee, there was grandmother and she was sitting with a baby, maybe, you know, 18 months old. You know, one of those babies that can't say words yet, but they can get up and move around. And the baby was just sort of sitting and playing with some dirt and putting fingers in her mouth and doing all those things that babies do. And grandmother looked at Glooskap and she said, oh, you've come. Here's the person. It's this baby. Her name is Wasis. And I bet you cannot get her to do what you tell her. Just stay there and tell her to come to you. And Glooskap said, fine, ridiculous. What a ridiculous thing. Baby, come to me. And the baby looked at him and she gave him a funny look. And then she went back to playing on the ground. She found, you know, a rock or a stick, and she was quite busy. And Glooskap was like, I don't know what to do. So he went down on his hands and knees. Baby, oh baby. And he made smiley, funny faces, and the baby laughed, but she didn't move. And he made all those kind of funny noises people make at babies, you know. And the baby laughed, but she didn't move. He said, come on, baby, come. Follow me, baby. And he made his little voice, baby. And he moved off towards the door, and the baby just looked at him. And Glooskap was so frustrated. He said, baby, come to me this minute. And the baby looked at him and she started to cry. Oh, she was unhappy, but she did not move anywhere near him. No, 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 baby, baby, I didn't mean to make you cry, he said. But she just went on crying. She howled and she howled until grandmother went over and gave her a piece of maple sugar and she plunked it in her mouth and she was quiet. Glooskap said, there now, baby, now you have what you want. Now you can come to me. But the baby just looked at him, looked over her shoulder and turned right away. And finally, Glooskap stood up. He stood as tall as he could be. He put his arms way out. He looked so big and he said, grandmother, this is a foolish thing. This child will not listen. I hope there aren't many children like this in the world. And grandmother said, oh, Glooskap, the world is full of children just like this one. And Glooskap said, ha! And he turned around and he stomped out of the teepee, and baby went, "Goo, goo," because she couldn't talk yet. And Glooskap, he kept walking right up into the sky and across the sky. He never came back to his people again. But they say every time a baby says goo, she's remembering the baby that could not be defeated by the mighty Glooskap. And so now I think we should go on a little voyage of our own, on a voyage to our gardens. You've been there before, I think. Just get comfortable. You can sit somewhere or you can lie down. You can lie on your back and look up and imagine that you are seeing clouds. You can imagine that you are feeling grass under you, or that you're sitting against a rock and the grass is under your bottom and your legs and the grass smells good and it's soft and the sky is blue, 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 and there are pretty clouds to look at. And just take a deep breath. And when you're ready, you stand up and you start walking through the grass to the edge of the woods. And then you follow the path into the woods. And the trees are big and old and leafy, and their branches are high off the ground. And it's comfortable and easy to walk, and you can hear the noises of the chipmunks and the squirrels. Sometimes you might see a rabbit just stopped, or hear a bird in the trees. And as you walk through the woods, you just explore and listen and smell all the smells. Until you come to the biggest, oldest tree of all, and it has big old branches right down where you can reach them. And the funny thing about these branches is that each of them is covered with backpacks and bags. And you wonder what it could be, but then you know this is the trouble tree. And so any troubles that you have, just take them off your back. Find out what kind of a bag you've been carrying them in and hang the bag on the trouble tree and let the trouble tree worry about them. And then feeling lighter and brighter, walk on to the gate and walk through your own special gate. Open it up carefully, close it carefully behind you, and find yourself in your own special garden. And today in your garden, you notice you're on a big lawn and it's of the softest, softest green grass. And in the middle of that green grass, you see there is a baby. Might be a human baby. It might be some kind of animal baby. It might even be a magical baby. But this baby is just sitting in the grass all by himself or all by herself. And I want you to walk over very gently. And I want you to talk to that baby so gently that the baby looks up and it gives you a smile. And then I want you to find out how this baby likes to play and what you should do to make this baby smile. And if the baby starts to cry, how you have to cuddle it to make it quiet again. I want you to find out how to make the baby do fun things like make funny noises or funny faces. And I want you to find out what this baby can do, because if it's a baby horse, maybe it can already run. And if it's a baby human, maybe it can already make funny faces at you. I don't know. But I want you to spend some time just figuring out how to have the most possible fun with this little baby. And after a while, you get hungry. The baby's hungry. I wonder what this baby needs to eat. And I want you to notice that not far away there's a picnic basket and it has exactly the right food in it to feed this baby. So I want you to figure out how to feed this baby this food that is exactly right for this baby and this kind of baby and this age of baby. And then I want you to take a cloth and wipe the baby off. Make sure the baby is nice and clean and smells fresh. You don't have to change the diapers because it's your garden and there are no dirty diapers. But I just want you to say goodbye really gently to this baby, because this baby belongs only in your garden. And this baby is safe and happy here. And you know that somebody will come soon and take the baby and put it to bed. But you're going to just leave the baby where you found the baby. Maybe you want to see its mother coming just across from the edge of the lawn so that you know that that baby is really, really safe. And then I want you to walk towards your gate, smile one more time and wave to the baby's mother, wave to the baby, and go out of the gate and come all the way back. Now there's a link to a video in the comments below, and that link is to a video that shows you how to take just one regular piece of paper and fold it, it can even be a used piece of paper, into a small book with 8 pages. And your challenge today is to draw the story of a baby and somebody who has to do something to look after a baby who just won't cooperate. And so you can write some words about what happens as this person meets this baby and needs to do something, or you can just draw 8 pictures from a first picture of the person the story is about, like our story was about Glooskap and your garden story is about you, and then a picture of the baby, and then pictures of what they do together, and then at the end of somebody waving goodbye to the baby. And I think that would be a great storybook to make today. See you soon. Bye.